ஓம் பிரம்மன் ஆர் காட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். பரபிரம்மன் கனாட் பி டெமான்ஸ்ட்ரேட்டட், பட் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு இன்ஃபர் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் சர்டன் எம்பைரிக்கல் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ். தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நோன் ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபேக்ட் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் பீயிங் தி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஒன். ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் செல்ஃப் and never thinks I am not. If the existence of his self were not known, every one would think I am not. This self, of whose existence all are conscious, is Brahman. There is an inherent feeling in everybody, I exist, ahamasmi. You dream sometimes that you are dead and that your relatives are weeping. Even in that supposed death state, you see and hear them weeping. This clearly indicates that even after the apparent death, life really persists. You exist even after the physical sheath is thrown out. That existence is Atman or Brahman or the Supreme Self. Close your eyes and imagine for a moment that you are dead. You can never do so. You can never think that you will not exist after death. You will imagine that your dead body is lying flat and that you are witnessing the dead body. This definitely proves that you are always the witnessing subject or sakshi. When you are in the dark, when you are behind the veil, if anybody inquires who is there, he will unhesitatingly answer, it is I. If he again asks you who is there, he will say, I am Mr. So-and-so. This I am Mr. So-and-so is a mental kalpana or false superimposition on account of ignorance. At first, you have expressed spontaneously your inherent feeling of existence, the big infinite I. Nothing can resist this innate feeling of ahamasmi. By whose command are the earth and sky, the sun and the moon, upheld on their in their places? By whose command do the seas not overstep their limits? By whose command does the sun rise punctually in the morning and set in the evening? By whose command do the seasons, solstices and the years not transgress? By whose command do karmas and their performers and their fruits not likewise go beyond their appointed time? It is by the command of Brahman, the inner ruler, controller and governor. What is common in trees, ants, birds, stones and man? Existence. A tree exists. A bird exists. A stone exists. A man exists. Existence is Brahman. Some are rich. Some are poor, some are healthy, some are born blind, some die at 80, some die at 10. What is the cause for this variation? This clearly proves the theory of karma, that there is one omniscient Lord who is the dispenser of fruits of actions of human beings and fixes the span of his life in accordance with the nature of their actions, who knows the exact relation between karmas and their fruits. Karma is jada or insentient. It certainly cannot dispense the fruits of the action. In sleep, there are no senses, no objects, no mind, and yet you experience the highest of bliss. Where from have you derived this bliss? The mind rests in Brahman during sleep, and it is from Brahman this bliss is derived. Cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. This is Descartes' fundamental basis of philosophy. Sri Shankara says, this Atman cannot be elusive, for he who denied witnesses his reality, even in denying it,